start and end of my talk. The next session in here, this is the parking lot tent, in case you're confused, will be Gobbles, the Wolves Among Us. Right now, you're here for selling out for fun and profit. Before I even get started, I'm Helen Back from NMRC. I want to have a little disclaimer here. I'm not coming up here to stir any shit pots. I'm not coming up here to piss anyone off. For any of you that are here to hear me bitch about Security Focus, you can probably leave now because that's not going to happen. This talk was kind of thought up and during before all that happened, and I've got my own opinions on that anyways. I don't necessarily consider them to be selling out. You know, they've always been a business, and they sold their business. You know, that can't really be selling out. So as I said, I'm Helen Back from NMRC, and as some of you also know, during the day I'm Steve Manzik, moderator of VolnWatch, among a few other things. The whole reason I've had the NMRC handle, basically I used to work for We Don't Hire Hackers type companies like IBM and Ernst & Young, so having the handle was a nice place to hide when I would do my recreational stuff. As far as what I do for NMRC, it's actually pretty fun. Right now I get to wash Nomad's car, mow his lawn, you know, that kind of cool stuff. He says if I drop about 100 pounds, I can be his pool boy next year, so I got a goal to work for, right? Okay, this talk I'm basing on that this is why people hack, okay? I'm not, traditionally, hackers, at least, you know, my idea of it, have hacked to gain knowledge, to get into stuff that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be into, but no one else can get into. You know, that's always kind of cool. And of course, lately, right, everyone wants to be an internet rock star, right? You know, it's kind of cool to, you know, go places and everyone knows who you are just based on your hacking. Here's a post that addresses selling out. This was posted by a guy by the name of Haiku Hacker. Not sure if he was here for the con or not. This was on the full disclosure mailing list. It was directed at a specific person. I won't go into that, but it was a bit of a little flame war going on. Essentially, he's saying that, you know, selling out's a bad thing, and, you know, all of us bastards that do it are, you know, horrible people because we're, you know, exploiting the true hackers of the world by taking their research and their tools and making money off it. And we have another quote, which illustrates probably the other side of the argument, from someone that's probably fairly well known. And just to get out of the way, I am a bit biased. I actually do fall into this category of people, because, you know, if someone wants to accuse me, that's fine, I sell out. I am a security consultant, that's what I do for a living. Oh well, right? What I am going to do today, I'm just going to go through some examples of different so-called sellouts, you know, how they did it, the wrong way to try and sell out, and, you know, probably some better ways to sell out and actually still hang on to, you know, what little dignity you may have. The whole media whoring thing, you know, there's a talk done by Gweets at H2K2 where, you know, he basically said that BugTrack is a tool now for people to get famous and get good jobs. I think he even, you know, said that Sirdistic works for Microsoft, which was probably one of the best jokes I heard this year anyways. And he was going on about, you know, how vendors use FUD and, you know, and blah, 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 which, you know, some of the stuff he said, he did have a point, you know, especially the FUD thing and the media whoring thing. You know, we see that all over the place. And that's what I'm going to start going through is, you know, just some specific examples of, actually, I think I have three. I have an example of someone who you can consider, you know, a hacker slash script kiddie, a security vendor, and then just a generic example. So this is my first case study. Robert Little, Pimp Shiz. Don't know if you're here. Don't rush the stage or anything. You can talk to me later if you got a problem. So how do you sell out in this case? You know, you pick something that everyone is worried about. Say, oh, Napster being shut down by RIA. Start defacing a few websites in support of Napster. But be sure to leave your email address behind so then the media can contact you and interview the hell out of you. After you get caught and everyone knows who you are, launch a security company. Business might be a little slow, so start again. Pick a new issue, maybe, I don't know, terrorism or something like that, and start nailing websites again, hoping to generate business. Probably not the smartest way to do things. My next case study is just basically security vendors in general. And this one, I am a bit biased. I did at one point in my career work for Bindview Razor. So I'm not necessarily saying this is a bad thing. There are some areas where security vendors do definitely go wrong, though. So the basic premise behind, you know, we've got our X-Force, we've got our Razor, we've got, I don't know, probably another dozen or so vendor research groups. You know, they'll go out and they'll hire as many big name, you know, black hat, white hats, you know, if you're smart, you know, that kind of stuff. They'll go out and hire as many of those guys as they can. Then they'll just start pumping out as many advisories as they can. And of course, in those advisories, you've got all the web links and, you know, all that stuff for their products. That's not necessarily a bad thing, really. Where they seem to go wrong is when they start putting press releases and PR in front of actual research and working with vendors. We've seen cases of that. You know, we can use X-Force's Apache thing. You know, I know there's two sides to that argument as well, but the bottom line is they didn't work with Apache. You know, they rushed an advisory out. Some say they did it for the marketing. I would tend to agree with that. I'm going a little faster. So I'm calling this one a better way to sell out. I wouldn't say it's a better way, but I figure this is probably the way, if you are going to sell out, you should do it, because there's a lot of good reasons to sell out. You know, a job is one of them. You know, I'd definitely rather be working in security than flipping burgers for, you know, $8 an hour. So probably the good way to do it, you know, just do what you already do. Go out, do your advisories, publish white papers. You know, don't get caught doing anything wrong. You know, don't get your criminal record. You know, we can all remember the case a while back. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was trying to get a job with one of the new boutique firms, and they turned him down when they found he had a record. And so, of course, he went to the press bitching about that. But really, you know, what do you expect, dude? You know, they do a background check. You've got a criminal record. None of their clients, who also will ask for background checks, are going to want to touch you. You know, that's just kind of common sense there. You know, and sure, sell out, take your job, you know, make your money, but continue to do what you're doing and continue to, you know, support the community and release your tools and release your exploits. I think that's where the real difference between selling out and not selling out is, you know, you'll see guys who I would call true sellouts go and try to be something they're not. Right, they'll all of a sudden go from being, you know, hacker to, what are you talking about? I don't know what hacking is, you know, and keeping all of their tools and exploits and research to themselves. You know, sure, you know, you can call those guys sellouts. You know, the guys that continue to support the community and continue to, you know, dump their exploits in and things like that, I don't consider them sellouts at all. They're just using something they're good at to make money. And really, what's wrong with that? The real reason, I think, anyways, you know, this is mostly my opinion and probably a few other people's opinion, but I think the real reason that we see guys like, you know, me and, you know, you can lump the Loft guys or all kinds of guys like that into this category being accused of being sellouts is we've got groups, you know, like Gweed's Talk, right, and the EL8 guys. I don't think the anti-security guys really belong on this slide. They're more anti-full disclosure, you know, because they think they're supplying script kiddie munitions than, you know, than they are anti-sellout. But, you know, you've got a lot of guys that don't want guys like us who actually know how to research and actually know how to hack. They don't want us to go out and secure networks. They don't want us to go out and release our research. However, their zero day is going to be effective when they're going up against some guy that can is just as good, if not better, than they are. Media. I do want to address the media a little bit because they seem to feed into this whole thing. Hi, Thomas. this is a quote that I took off of a email that I and a few others received. I'm not attributing it to anybody because it was a private email. But I think this is probably valid for all media organizations at one time or another. I think we could probably accuse almost everybody in the media of, at one time or the other, saying or doing something that they that was wrong, that they didn't research. So I do have a few pointers or guidelines for the media to consider when they're reporting on stories. You got a pen, Tom? The bottom line is, right, is that the media seems to grab what's sexy, what's cool, and they don't like to research it, right? Like, they'll just go in, oh, man, this guy just said that, you know, Simple Nomad's a Fed. Quick, get that on the front page, you know, of whatever website. You know, and really, you need to, you know, research that kind of stuff. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention Simple Nomad. He is not a Fed. you know, essentially, you know, this. I'm not going to sit here and read slides to you guys, but essentially, this is what the media can do, or you know, should be doing. You know, and the big thing is, don't spread FUD. You know, check your sources, reveal your sources. You know, there's this thing called anonymous source that, you know, I've been an anonymous source many times that I've had to be, and I know a lot of people probably have, and many media guys are pretty good at protecting their sources and still proving a point or proving their story. The last one is probably my biggest pet peeve. Just because somebody uses a computer to commit a crime doesn't mean they were a hacker. You know, yet the media, oh my God, you know, there's a Palm Pilot in this guy's pocket when he robbed the bank. He must be a hacker. You know, it's just getting out of hand. I wanted to address hacktivism a little too, and I call it the lone gunman myth. And the reason I say that isn't because I'm against hacktivism. I'm actually all for it. It's just the real problem is we're not seeing it yet. You know, we're not seeing any real hacktivism yet, at least in the media. You know, all we're seeing in the media is website defacements and, you know, denial of service attacks and, you know, silly stuff that no one really cares about. You know, I would probably say that most of the web defacements probably aren't really read by anybody. And if they are, I don't think they're getting the point across. I think it would be real cool to, you know, see things like, you know, There have been a few talks this, you know, this weekend about hacktivism and some of the things you can do, helping to build tools, helping to secure not-for-profit boxes. You know, why couldn't someone have hacked into Enron a year ago and exposed what they were doing? I think a lot of us, or a lot of people, would have saved a lot of money. You know, that slide's basically what I just said anyways. You know, like, we're all sitting around arguing, you know, with the EL8 guys or Gweeds or whoever, when really, most of those guys actually, you know their stuff and are pretty good. So instead of sitting here, you know, fighting amongst ourselves, you know, let's start doing something, you know, like building the cool tools or helping the not-for-profits and stuff like that. I'm going through this pretty quick. Okay, we're going to go to something that kind of doesn't fit in here at all.